This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. After nearly 2 years of fighting the coronavirus, Colorado's healthcare system has gotten better at treating COVID-19. But Dr. Jaya Kumar, the chief medical officer at Swedish Medical Center in Denver, says that's no reason to let your guard down, since nothing truly cures the virus.
It's not something I can fix completely, but I will try to limit the duration of the symptoms. I'll try to prevent you from going to the hospital, and I'll try to prevent you from dying or ending up on the ventilator.
Kumar says most treatments require special equipment and hours of attention from hospital and medical workers. Sports gambling in Colorado is far exceeding expectations. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
If you watch TV, you've probably seen an ad for a sports betting site.
We are all seasons!
Ads like that and the NFL are driving huge sports betting numbers. Between September and October, almost $1 billion in sports bets were placed in Colorado. Dan Hartman runs the division of gaming. He thought it would take longer to lure bettors into official apps.
The choices that the players have in the state of Colorado really has, I think, moved a lot of people a lot faster out of that black market.
And that competition has driven companies to offer big incentives to players. But gambling addiction experts are worried about the ads and the ease of use. The state says it's exploring a number of ways to combat problem gambling. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us today. More Here and Now is on the way. And when we get back to the show, we'll visit Iceland's elf region. Yes, you heard me right. That story is in 20 minutes. Thank you for listening and stay tuned. Happy holidays.